Good morning, friends. It's Friday with Jim, and surprisingly enough, I'm your host, Jim Wilkins, ably assisted as usual by Terry Wilson, our engineer par excellence. Terry, thanks for your help. We have a very interesting guest with me today, Saisha Fry, who works for Sunset Empire Transportation District, kind of a subset of that. Saisha, could you tell me a little bit about yourself, please?
Yeah, so thank you guys for having me today. I am the Transportation Options Specialist for Northwest Transportation Options, like you said, a subset of Sunset Empire Transportation District. And so what I do there is I promote any sort of traveling other than in your car by yourself. So that's kind of always been a passion for me since I was a little girl. I've born and raised here. Warrenton has been my home forever. I went to school there, graduated from Warrenton High School, but have always come to Astoria for different events and fun things here, and was an avid bus rider when I was a little girl. That's when my family didn't have a car at the time, so that was how we got around. And then throughout my life, I turned 16, I got a car, and that was a lot of fun. But when I moved away to college, I went to Corvallis, Oregon, and Corvallis is a incredibly bike-friendly community. I lived just really close to campus, and it was almost more hazardous to have your car because you were worried you were gonna somebody, you know, you were just jumbled all the time. Finding parking was a nightmare and those kind of things. And then eventually my car just said, I don't even want to run anymore. I just want to be done. So my car gave up on me, and transportation options kind of became my life. I had to learn how to use a bus system again, and how to walk around, get through town, how to use my bike properly, and like I said, I lived in Corvallis, but am from Warrenton. My family's here. I had to figure out how am I going to get home on the weekends for breaks and those kind of things back to the coast. And so I had to really use the tools that I had. And that's where this passion for transportation options really grew for me. And when I worked for the bus a few years ago as a paratransit specialist, which is one of our departments that we have that services disabled and elderly adults. It's a small service that we offer. I worked there for a few years, and when this position came up, the transportation options specialist position, I was a kind of a natural fit for it. It's what I do on, you know, my spare time. I enjoy riding my bikes and those kind of things. So I said, please choose me. And so I started there in January of this year. And so it's been sort of a whirlwind, kind of attacking Astoria and seeing what our options are here. We, the Northwest Transportation Options Program, got selected by ODOT, Oregon Department of Transportation, to host a Drive Less, Save More campaign, specifically for Astoria. And so that's where I came into play and sort of brought my ideas and things to the table. And so that's where we're at. We're in the midst of our campaign currently.
And your campaign, is this the campaign Drive Less and Save More?
It is. Yep. Drive Less, Save More. The idea of if you get out of your car, you save more money, you save your waistline, you save the environment. So it's sort of a trifecta there of saving things. So it's a fun campaign.
What do you do? What are some of the things that you do during the day? I mean, what does your job consist of?
Yeah, so currently a lot of what this campaign is educating, just kind of getting out there and letting people know what their options are in Astoria. It's easy to just say, I'm going to jump in my car. We've got a highway that runs right through our town. So that kind of seems like the mindset that we've always had. So what I do on a day-to-day is I am out there giving people information, creating events and collateral and those kind of things so that people know what their options are. Part of this campaign, one of the things that we offer is a go kit, a free go kit. And what those go kits are travel tools that we give to individuals specific to what their needs are, and we hand deliver all those to the houses. So like Tuesdays and Thursdays, a couple days a week, me and my I have a intern that works with me. We load up our bags and hike up the hill and deliver everything by hand. We knock on everyone's front door and deliver those bags. So far, we've delivered about 350 to the households in Astoria, and we targeted all of Astoria residents. So that consists of a lot of our day. We've been pretty busy with those currently.
Yeah, you haven't delivered to my house yet, but let's tell our listeners a little bit about, let's see this. The Go Kit consists of basically a canvas, kind of like a little canvas tote with handles on it that one could carry over one's shoulder or pack around like a purse. What do you put in that when you deliver it?
Yeah, so we have different options. We have kind of different modes. Modes are what we call different sections of traveling. So you've got bicycling, walking, transit use, both in Astoria or outside resources for transit use. Mm-hmm. And then we've got carpooling and van pooling and those kind of things. And so each kit has information about whatever mode or modes you decide you want information on. So for the bicycling, it's got safe tips for how to fit a helmet, how to be seen at night. Kind of, we have bicycle manuals that go with those. For the walking, if people select that, they've got health tips and why walking is so beneficial for you. And then we also, every kit gets a go guide, which we created for Astoria. That's kind of our gem of the campaign was our go guide, and that's our map that we created specifically for locals that shows different bus routes, safe bike riding lanes, hidden trails that are among the hills, different points of interest that locals would want information on, rather than, we have a lot of tourist-driven maps and things like that for Astoria. The Chamber puts out a wonderful map, but it's a little bit more geared towards tourists and those the things for them. And this campaign is geared directly towards our locals. And so in there, we've got things like grocery stores and the post office and skate shops and bike shops and things like that, rather than, you know, our museums and things that locals generally know where they are.
Right.
And so that every kit gets one of those, as well as a travel tool that they select. And those are, we've got really great umbrellas that we offer. We have water bottles and safety bike lights or walking lights that each Go Kit can select one of those tools.
You know, Saisha, before we went on the air, we were talking, and I couldn't help but notice that the map associated with the Drive Less, Save More program is basically a perimeter map of Astoria, and then it goes around the bottom of the hills. But there's no crosstown routes. And you mentioned something about changing your transportation plan. I'm wondering, like, for example, a bus along Alameda, for example, or crosstown buses. Is that something you're considering?
Because the
way this is, whoever wanted to take the bus would have to hike all the way down to the bottom of the hill.
Right.
And then presumably take the bus home, they would have to hike back up the hill.
Mm-hmm. And that's a question that a lot of people have asked us. Well, I can get from one side to the other, you know, on the bus, but what happens if I live in the middle of the hill? And right now, the bus system is currently just serving around Astoria. It doesn't go up into the hills. But that's something that, like I said, our long-term range plan that is going. We've got people out on our buses taking surveys and things like that that are really trying to figure out what Astoria needs. By looking geographically, we know we need a bus that goes around Astoria, but what do we need through Astoria? And so the only way to learn that and figure that out is for our leadership and people in our company to jump on the buses and see, where do we need to go? Where do people want these buses to go? And currently, I know today, we've got three people on our routes riding and asking those questions and really getting into Astoria and seeing the needs there.
Mm-hmm.
So. With those maps, what we're throughout the campaign, because I have been asked so many times, well, the hill is so challenging and how do I get through there? If I, one thing that is great about our bus is it will drop you off at the top of the hill. It's a lot easier to walk down a hill than it is, you know, up that hill. So you could hop on the bus at the bottom of the hill and go to the top. And then if you live in the middle of the hill, you could just walk on down. There's also, we highlighted connecting trails and things like that, that all of Astoria, the Astoria Hill has these hidden trails and stairways and steps that locals have created to kind of ease the burden of walking up that hill, kind of weaving your way through a chutes and ladders type thing is kind of how it looks up there sometimes.
Well, one of the things that occurred to me when I was thinking about this was that it would seem to make a lot of sense to have one bus, maybe a smaller bus, that would focus and be dedicated only to routes around Astoria, up and down the hills. Because a person of advanced age, like, for example,
me,
my engineer here, or myself, would want to have the convenience of riding on the bus without a lot of walking. Have you talked about a dedicated bus just to make routes through town itself?
So that's kind of where actually our paratransit service comes into play. What our paratransit service does for the bus system is they service those individuals who maybe can't make it to the bus stop or have a hard time maneuvering on our regular route bus. And so that bus is a smaller 15-passenger bus mm-hmm. that does weave through the hills. It is an application process. It's a scheduled ride service. And we are bringing back the our dial ride service as well, which is similar to what you're talking about. It's more of a call service rather than a stop service, mm-hmm. Like our regular fixed routes are. But that's something we're bringing back. So we're looking into what the needs are and where we can kind of go with that. But our paratransit service does serve all of Astoria and the interweavings of Astoria to those clients who maybe aren't able to get to a bus stop.
Yeah, but your goal is to get more people to ride transit, and one of your goals, me. And it would seem to me that having a dedicated small bus that would go through Astoria on a set route so that if I wanted to ride the bus, I knew that that bus is going to come down West Grand Avenue at 9:17 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of service that I'm wondering whether you're considering.
Yeah, we definitely are. We want to, as many routes as we can add into and be successful with, we really want that. We want that ridership. And like I said, as this planning process goes on with our long-range planning, we're really going to be addressing those issues and looking into the possibility of adding another route. We just recently added another route into Warrenton. Warrenton didn't have very frequent service at all. And as a Warrenton resident, it was hard for me. I would love to take the bus into Astoria, but I couldn't at the time because they only ran one loop in the morning and one at night. So I would either have to be at work at 6 in the morning or go home at 7 at night. And that just wasn't feasible for me. So we recently added our Route 15 back, which does a loop through Warrenton, just the main parts of Warrenton. And we added some hourly service to our 101 in Seaside, which was needed just because we have huge ridership there. So we're looking at slowly adding these things back in. And Astoria is a huge target because we have seen through this campaign that we're running, we've seen a huge interest in ridership. Like I want to ride the bus, but it doesn't go where I need it to go. So by being out in the field and hearing those things, we've really, we've been able to track that stuff, and hopefully we'll be able to get a great, produce something that can help those people.
Right. Well, I'd like to remind our listeners that it's Friday here at Coast Community Radio. I'm your host, Jim Wilkins, and we're visiting with Sasha Fry from Sunset Empire Transit District and talking about her program, which is basically drive less, save more.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty interesting program. Now, Sasha, you mentioned that you were somehow associated with a large organization in Portland. I'm wondering if you can describe the association in Portland, and then describe your interaction with it.
Sure. So the idea of Drive Less, Save More is a statewide idea that they have promoted through different neighborhoods all over Oregon. And when I say neighborhoods, Astoria is the only city they've ever done. They do, you know, large neighborhoods in Portland that are 4,500 households, where mm-hmm. our whole city is 4,500 households. So it's a little bit different. We've learned a lot. But PacWest Communications and Alta Planning and Design are the firms that we work with out of Portland, and they help with all the designing aspects and the making all of these campaigns and these ideas that we do in Oregon cohesive, so that people can go from one neighborhood to the next and kind of have the same ideas and same, you know, everybody's promoting that same basis. So we've been working really closely with them, and they've been sort of guiding us through this process of how we get people informed about driving less and saving more.
And how do you do that?
Through these outreach campaigns.
By appearing on the Friday show.
On the Friday show, exactly. What one of the things that we do is, like I said, we send out these mailers, and we send them out to all the households in Astoria. So 4,500 households have received these mailers. And from there, we gauge people's interest. If they're interested in the Go Kit, we get their Go Kits for them and then continue a relationship with that individual through emails and events and those kind of things. So once they get their Go Kit, that's usually not the end. We kind of create a relationship with them. And that was something that was really important in this campaign, was that neighborhood, you know, meet your neighbor kind of environment. And so through the outreach events and those kind of things, we show people how easy things are to do. We have hosted transit tours where I've taken a group of people on the bus, and it's a little bit scary sometimes for people to say, oh, I don't know how to pull the cord, or I don't know when to get on or off, or what should I carry with me. And so we've done some tours where I've given people information about that stuff and shown them just how easy it is. We appear at the Sunday market. We have a bike parking now that we host at the Sunday market every third Sunday. And what that is just to promote people to stop driving down there and hop on your bike, and we'll watch your bike for you, because there actually isn't any bike parking in that area. So it's hard to promote. You know, people are going to say, well, I don't want to just tie my bike up to a light post. You know, like that makes me nervous. It's a nice bike. So we have I like to say it's like a VIP service where we sit and we watch your bike for you. It's a bike parking. And we've done things like that. We're hosting bicycle maintenance days that we had. Mm-hmm. We had a great turnout for a bicycle maintenance day we did in July at the Transit Center, where we had local bike technicians from Bikes and Beyond just to give free tune-ups and help people kind of learn a little bit about their bikes. And we had 50 bikes that we serviced, which was beyond, you know, we were so excited about that. And we're hosting another one of those in, not this weekend, but the following. It was scheduled for this weekend, but due to rainfall and those kind of things, we decided to move it to the following weekend on the 5th, September 5th. We're going to be doing a trolley tour, which will be really fun. It's a twilight trolley tour. And like I said, this campaign is local specific. So a lot of locals will say, well, yeah, I've ridden the trolley lots of times, you know, and I've heard the story numerous times about how the trolley runs. And so what we're doing with this tour is we rented it out and are going to teach people about how the Riverwalk is actually kind of a multimodal highway. Mm-hmm. You can get from one end of town to the next and with insets and kind of travel everywhere from that Riverwalk if you jump on it. And so our trolley tour will be talking about the Riverwalk, and how it has really brought transportation options to Astoria. So that will be a really fun time. We're excited about that. And that's September 6th.
Well, the trolley is unique in that it's run pretty much entirely by volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Sunset Empire Transportation, on the other hand, has to pay payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And typically around the United States, public transportation is heavily subsidized. It doesn't pay for itself.
Mm-hmm.
How does your budget work at Sunset? What subsidies do you receive? for example?
Yeah, so I'm not the best expert in the budget world, but I do know where it all comes from. And so we do a lot of grant processing and those kind of things. We mm-hmm. We're a public entity, so we don't we, like you said, our fairs and those kind of things generally don't take care of the needs that we do have for such a large operation and those kind of things. So through grants and different connections and those kind of things is where we receive our funding. My program specifically, Northwest Transportation Options, and this Drive Less, Save More campaign is a grant funded program through ODOT. So that's where all of my funding comes from.
Mm-hmm. But a grant to me implies a kind of a short-term funding source. The grant's going to run out one of these days. Is that true?
Eventually we do. It's one of those things where you have to continually apply for. I've only been through one process of it. So it's what I've learned from it is it's one of those things where you apply and you show your need and what you where you're going to be this year, where you forecast seeing you being next year. And from that, the powers that be that give out those grants and things like that decide the amounts and those kind of things. It's never a no, you got to shut your doors because they do have that money for us set aside. But you need to be able to show why you need it. Why is your company, why does your district need this money and those kind of things. So it's a process every year to receive that.
You know, one of the things we've talked about a lot on this show recently is the kind of the apocalypses we talk. I'm talking specifically about subduction zone earthquake and the ensuing tsunami. And I'm wondering how Sunset Empire and your organization, how do you think about that kind of an event, and how could you help the community respond?
I think that in an event like that, what our programs create is a community feel. Everybody, when they are together, you're strongest when you're together. And so when you have a connection with your community, such as riding public transit, or know your town because you walk through it every day, mm-hmm. That knowledge is going to help you in the event of a crisis when you can't drive anymore, when your car's not, you know, your technology isn't going to work, but you know that you can get from one end of town to the next through this route, you know, those kind of things. And you know your neighbor because you see them every morning on the bus or you've met those people. And those connections that you create are, in an event of something like that, are really strong. So I think that's where public transit and things like this really give strength to people.
Well, that's an interesting way of thinking about it. I hadn't considered that. Public transit as a means of understanding how to get around without your car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jim?
Yes.
I have a facetious question.
Terry Wilson has a facetious question. Go ahead, Terry.
In her mentioning of walking and bicycles and that, the one thing she forgot to mention, and there's a plethora of them, skateboards.
Yeah. So skateboards were a topic that was brought up right at the beginning. And how do we address the skateboard community? Because there is a lot of pull one way or the other. You have people who are really for it and people who are really against riding through our town on a skateboard. It is dangerous and to ride, you know, through commercial street on a skateboard because you don't want them on the sidewalk because you've got so many people walking around and that causes for harm to those pedestrians. And also it's hard for them to ride through commercial street because of the weaving and the cars and those kind of things. So where's their option? Where do they go to get around town? And how? And I've had some really great discussions with Julie House, who is the works for the skate shop here in Astoria, mm-hmm. And she's talked to me a lot about how the skateboard community and the skating community is perceived here. And so I think one of the greatest options that we can give to people who are skateboarders is showing them that you can get from one end of the town to the next on the Riverwalk. The Riverwalk is the safest place for any sort of wheel travel, whether it's a unicycle, skateboard, a scooter, anything like that, because people's mindset when they are walking on the Riverwalk is to keep an eye out for those things.
Mm-hmm.
Walking through downtown Astoria, your mind isn't looking for wheels and people going by you. So when you're on the Riverwalk, the safest spot for those skateboarders is going to be there. And like I said, you can get, you know, a skateboarder. There's the new skate indoor skate park that just opened. And
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tapiola Park has got their skate park. And our bus system runs really close to Tapiola Park. You could get dropped off there right at the base and hike up to the hill rather than ride your skateboard along the busy highway. It's better to hop on the bus, stop at Tapiola Park. And same with this indoor skate. You could hop on the Riverwalk, go right by the Maritime Museum, and you're right there rather than riding your skateboard through town where you and others are at risk.
Yeah. You know, we talked a little bit about your kind of go kit that you're delivering around town, all on foot, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
But if a person didn't receive that, is it possible for them to call up somewhere and get one or drop by someplace and get one of these go kits?
Yeah. So the Astoria Transit Center is where I'm housed at. So you can always go to there if you didn't receive a go kit and are interested in that and haven't received the flyer in the mail or those kind of things are misplaced. We also have a website, driveless.ridethebus.org, that is an online order form that you can fill out to order your go kits. Or you can always contact me, Seja@ridethebus.org, or my phone number. And I've got a lot of connections out there. We have a Facebook page that's really active in our campaign and has links to all of our go kits. And it's just Northwest Transportation Options is our Facebook page. So and that is a great connection if people want to talk with me. I use that on the daily. So,
well, I would assume that those contact methods could also be used by somebody. You talked about using volunteers, and particularly to deliver your go kits. And if somebody's listening to this program and thinks, you know, that's kind of a neat program, I'd like to help out, then how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, so with our events and those kind of things, we're really interested in having volunteers. We're doing like safety obstacle courses and things like that with kids that people we have had some interest in wanting to volunteer some time for what the program does. And that's just contacting me and getting a hold of me. We have a small volunteer system right now, so it's manageable just by me talking with you on the phone. Hopefully one day it will be a bigger program where we have some more options and those kind of things. But yeah, just giving me a call or contacting me via email. I'm active on that, or Facebook is a great way to see what our events are and then what ones you might want to volunteer at.
Phone number.
It's 503-561. Scratch all that. 503-861-5360 is my phone number.
And your email?
It's Seja, Shasia, @ridethebus.org.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Terry, it's been a real pleasure talking with Seja here as far as these transportation options and drive less and save more. And Seja, we're really excited about the program and also very thankful that you dropped by to talk to us about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having me.